Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Tuesday morning. We'll talk about everything that went right and wrong Monday Night Football. Our buddy Will Brinson will drop by. So will Michael Felder. Both those guys earlier in the show. A lot of times we have guests pushed back later. It's a little different today. Will Brinson will join us in 20 minutes. Michael Felder in an hour to break down everything college football. A lot of changes, a lot of hirings going on. We were in the cycle where there were all these firings. Now we're seeing a bunch of vacancies getting filled. Looking forward to talking about that. We didn't even talk about the madness that was Survivor last week. We're going to get into that and give you a first look. Awards, Heisman, like we told you, it's going to be on the line this Saturday. Maybe the odds are wrong, though. I don't know that the right guy is favored, and I think a lot of people agree with that so far. Sam, how you feeling on this Tuesday morning?
Feel okay. I watched the Marty Smith interview on Pat McAfee at least four times with the van that looks like a bread loaf. And he's talking about driving around the airport to get to Lane because Lane's like, let's do the interview. And Marty Smith can't get to the airport because it's blocked off by fire trucks. I'm going to send it to Jake. If you haven't heard it yet, it's outstanding. Marty Smith on ESPN talking about how he's trying to get to Lane to get the exclusive, but he can't quite get there. It's very, very good. Lane also had his press conference yesterday, and there are so many other things. I know we're a betting show, but did you know Lane was lying about owning a dog? I didn't know that until this morning, that he lied about the dog that he claimed to own. It's not even his dog.
I didn't know either. I saw one of our listeners, I think it was Megan, tweeted us about it. I was like, what? That's there were so many freaking layers to it. We didn't even get to all the layers yesterday. And then we find out some other stuff. So I saw the Marty Smith interview. I did not see him with McAfee explaining the backstory, but I will be honest. I've had enough of Marty Smith. Like, it's just, I'm like, I'm good. I can't anymore.
But then I watched the clip on McAfee, and here's how I feel about Marty Smith now. I had had enough too, because we're going to Marty Smith live in the bushes outside the old Miss office. It gave me the vibes that I used to get from Pedro Gomez during Balco. Live from the bushes outside Barry Bonds' house. I'm Pedro Gomez, ESPN. I'm like, all right, dude, enough. I watched the clip, though, of Smith on McAfee, and I gave him a follow. That's how much it flipped
you
me.
You did? Really?
I did. I swear.
He seems like a really good guy, too. And the coaches – so I saw the Lane interview, and even Lane commented about how impressive it was, some of the, I guess, agility that he had to go through to get to Lane. So he wanted to make sure that he gave him the exclusive, the interview. So I didn't know what he was talking about. So that gives you the backstory. Okay. I will check it out. I will trust you on that because usually, you know, someone's a jerk or whatever, just being over the top. You're the first one to call them out. But I mean, the guy gets scoops. He gets scoops and it sounds like he's a good dude. I do remember maybe a year or two ago, I liked him because I saw how he was helping young kids like get their start in the business and stopping and giving advice. I forgot what the clip was from. Seems like a down-home guy. But, okay, I want to check that out. We will definitely check that out. We checked out Monday Night Football. I don't know how to feel about this game. And don't worry, Pats fans, it has nothing to do with, oh, another easy opponent for the New England Patriots. That may be true. But I don't know how to feel about this game because on one hand, you could say, man, there were some stupid things that happened in that game. You get a 94-yard punt return for a touchdown. What are you going to do? And then you're close to the number if you end up removing that. But there was also, Dude, that field goal attempt by the Giants. I mean, what the hell? What he's, so there's another thing that happens. Okay, you take that out. Like now we're right at that number of seven. Maybe. I'll say what I've said about New England all year. They play clean football. They played clean, hard football again last night. No turnovers for that team. They are smacking the Giants within the boundaries, within the rules, whether you like it or not. If you're betting aside, maybe you were feeling the other way. At the time, there was a very legal hit on Dart, and they were hitting hard all damn night. And they should have won by a lot more than they did. They had four field goals of 30 yards or less. I don't know if that's if they have the gas all the way on the pedal, that they're easy at 40 plus, or the red zone issues might be something to worry about down the road.
The Giants special teams unit, you mentioned the punt return touchdown, 94 yards. They also fumbled a kick return, which gave the ball to the Patriots basically on the doorstep. And mm-hmm. then the Younghoe Koo gaffe, whatever you want to call that. It looked like a drunk guy trying to chip a golf ball onto the green and just being way short and creating a huge divot. I don't know what that was. I do appreciate, though, our friend Joe Romano, who works at WGN and used to be a part of Chicken Dinner. Every mm-hmm. time Younghoe Koo has something go wrong, either Joe or I will text each other. Because during the 2018 season, I believe it was either 17 or 18, when you had to go to VSIN, and VSIN made us break up Chicken Dinner, Joe and I were doing it together. And there was a stretch where Younghoe Koo missed back-to-back game-tying or game-winning field goals in consecutive weeks. So we just nicknamed him 0 for 2 Koo. And that's 6-7 years ago. But ever since that moment, anytime he has something go wrong in the kicking game, we text each other. And he texted me last night when Koo kicked it right into the ground.
I can't believe it's the same guy. What the hell was that? It feels like so long ago. Yeah, I just looked. It's his eighth season. He's hanging on by a thread, but that's not going to help things. Well, another thing was, and I know we're talking from the Giants' perspective because we took them as the dog and early. It's first quarter, 17-0. Awesome. This is great. Love betting the NFL. It ended up being a lot closer. We're like telling a story where if this thing goes their way, if that thing goes their way, maybe they cover the number. Not with Kafka maybe. Being that conservative. That was frustrating. He was so conservative. Like, dude, come on. Join the rest of the league. Can we go for fourth down? And then the other thing, the one I told you yesterday on the show that I was going to be watching very closely, they do not want Dart running. They don't want it at all. They didn't like him running down the sideline early in the game when he got popped in bounds. For the game, four rushes for 20 yards. So it feels like those run pass options, at least for right now, I don't know if that comes down from ownership or what, but they're going to be removed from the playbook. The season's lost. They've lost seven in a row. They have the second worst record in football. We're going to see what they have in Dart, but he can't continue to play this way. He can't. So he's a rookie, and I think it's fair to say that he's not long for this league if he continues to play the way that he's playing right now. And Aikman was talking about it, that he's going to have to change his ways, and most quarterbacks do it after a couple of years.
And they really tried to dress this up in the pregame. I watched the whole pregame show. I usually don't, but I had the whole pregame show on last night. And Joe Buck kept leading Troy Aikman into compliments about Jackson Dart. They were trying to put lipstick on a 2-10 team, which we mm-hmm. bet. I bet it first. You bet it second. We still made money last night because Abdul Carter got a sack. But
that's cool.
Halfway through the game, you know, you and I are texting during the game. Halfway through the game, I'm like, oh, that's what we get for betting on a 2-10 football team. Yeah. Like everything that went wrong, that's what you get. Like those are the risks you run when you bet on a horrendous football team. And everything that Aikman and Buck were talking about in the pregame did not happen in the game. But that's what you have to do when you have a 10-2 team taking on a 2-10 team. All right, let's make this sexy. Let's make this realistic. This will be a good game. And it wasn't a good game. I wanted to read this stat before I forget. The Patriots are the first team since 1999 with a 10-game winning streak after losing 13 games the previous year. Again, 10 straight wins after losing 13 games the previous year. The only other team since 1999, the Indianapolis Colts with Peyton Manning. How about that?
What happened that year in the playoffs? We know it ended poorly, but I wonder how far they ended up getting. That's interesting.
That's a good question.
So the New England Patriots back to the one seed. It was temporarily Denver. That lasted for about 24 hours because of the Sunday Night Football result. And then New England comes back and they win last night and they take back that number one seed in the AFC. So your one seeds, New England and Chicago.
That 1999 Colts team went 13-3, first place in the AFC East. This is before realignment because the Colts are no longer in the AFC East. They're in the South now. But that team with Jim Mora, practice, went 13-3 and lost in the divisional round 19-16 to the Titans. That's McNair and Eddie George and Dyson. That was a really good Titans group, but 19-16. I'm assuming they covered, but maybe not, actually. I don't know. They lost the first playoff game, though, to your question.
You know what Drake May is?
Who?
He's your MVP favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Staffy loses multiple interceptions, something he hadn't been doing this season, and it's Drake May, an odds-on favorite, minus 120. They were about even going into last week, and it is now Stafford plus 130. We'll talk about the awards later. Man, I don't know that it's going to be one of those two. Like, the odds make sense. Inch probability-wise, I understand why they're 1-2, 2-1, however you want to line it up. I get it. They're most likely to win. But there's a sizable gap. The next best number, the third favorite is Dak. He's 16-1. Jordan Love's 19-1. Josh Allen's 30-1. Could you see any of those guys getting hot for 5 weeks and taking the award from Mayor Stafford?
Dak?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I can see him.
If the Cowboys go like 10-6-1. Now, there's a lot of work to do there, but that tie might not be the worst thing for them. That tie against the Packers on Sunday night, 40-40, I believe, was the final. But it's not a loss. So, you know, in the column, they're only a game out of San Francisco. San Francisco's 9-4. Dallas is 6-5-1. Now, you got to make up some ground in the win column. But in the loss column, it's much better to have five losses be 6-5-1 than be 6-6. Like, I know that sounds elementary, but it's true. The defense is healthy. Quinnen Williams is a difference maker. And Pickens and Lamb are healthy. I mean, Dak already has, to this point in the season, 3,200 yards and 2,500 touchdowns would be a lot. If he throws for like 4,700 yards and has 35 touchdowns, and the Cowboys go from a bad team to a playoff team, who's more sexy than the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs, Joe?
Cowboys just beat the Eagles and Chiefs in back-to-back weeks.
I know!
We're going to have a conversation about them later on. With the long shot for the Super Bowl. I know. It sounds insane.
Oh, but, man. Here we go.
It's 70. Who can they not beat in the NFC?
They can beat and lose to anybody in this league.
Correct. Correct. If they're at home, they can beat anybody for damn sure. But that's interesting. Vrabel remains the favorite for coach of the year over Ben Johnson. McDonald third, so that jumps out. And then another person playing last night involved in one of the awards races that we will talk about later on today. Dart. He stays the second favorite. Nothing really changed there. Tet McMillan is your favorite there. I think Dart has a really good chance. That award is up in the air. Could be McMillan, could be Dart, could be Abuka, Tyler Warren, maybe Henderson. It would be a long shot for him. He'd have to get really hot over the last month. But that thing's wide open. I don't think Coach of the Year is wide open. I don't think MVP's wide open, but it's a list of 3 to 4 names that are on there. Caleb is 6, man. He's a 6th favorite just based on that Bears record of being the one seed over in the NFC. Anything else from last night in the fallout of that result? I know it's favorite wins big. They probably should have won by a lot more, but you end up getting a lot here. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to Will Brinson about it. One other thing is they need Dart to stay healthy, because right now the Giants have the second pick. They need to know if he's their guy moving forward, or do you use a high pick on a quarterback next year? Because you don't get a lot of opportunities to take the top or second best quarterback in any class.
Yeah, knowing the Giants, I'm going to guess they're going to go defense and take a guy like Reuben Bain from Miami and just throw him on the D-line with, you know, Carter. Thibodeau. And yeah, I mean, that would make sense. And then you figure out your offense and free agency. I want to talk about Kyle Shanahan for coach of the year later on. He's 30-1 right now without a defense, and they keep winning.
We need to talk about that for sure. He should have a shorter number than what he has. All right, Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Tuesday morning. Our buddy Will Brinson, CBS Sports, drops by next. I got to talk to him about his Panthers. That was insane. Right here on Bet Sweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Brinson, CBSSports.com. He hangs out with us every Tuesday on the show. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network. Will's trying to tell us how awful it is that it's raining by him. We don't want to hear it. We've been dealing with snow. Sam was traveling in it, or attempting to travel in it over the weekend. Get out of here, Brinson. Rain is worse than snow. When's the last time you drove in snow?
Ah, please. I've driven in snow a million times. Look, it doesn't snow much in North Carolina. We love the snow. If you ever want to see some like crazy images though, because I mean, we're not used to it, search Snowmageddon Rally. There is like photos. It looks like there's a photo of it. Like it looks like something out of a disaster movie. And it's just like 3 inches of snow on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. It's like, I mean, like things got weird.
3 inches of snow is Snowmageddon?
It was probably like 6 inches of snow, but like you get like 6 to 8 inches of snow in North Carolina and it turns things sideways.
Didn't it happen at one of the Super Bowls where people freaked out in Texas?
I think. Yeah, I was there. Oh my God. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll just tell the story really quickly, but that was my first Super Bowl for CBS. And, you know, we'd gone down there and they're like, all right, you're going to go to the team team media availabilities, write stories, you know, fire out, not going to do this, you know, TV stuff. And so you'd be up at like 6 in the morning to get on these buses If you're on the first bus to the team media availability, you got a police escort. So they're like taking us on the highway in Dallas, like 75. And all these poor Texans who have like never driven in snow are having to like pull over to the side of the road in ice because the police are coming through in front of this bus. And they're probably thinking like, oh, that's Madonna or something. Nope. It's the media. Like, I'm sorry. You banged.
Anyhow. I'm looking at this right now. NBC 5 Chicago says that 12.7 inches of snow fell in November 2018. I don't know what they do in Raleigh. They'd probably all just cry.
Google, really quickly, just Google Snowmageddon Raleigh and look at the images that pop up. It's crazy. There's like a car on fire. Like this guy's like walking down the street with holding his cell phone. Like in 100 yards away, a car is like just like completely on fire.
3 inches.
Oh, wow,
Joe.
Yes, yes. I believe it. 100%. Let's talk about what we saw last night. So I guess one of the takeaways at this point in the season is, okay, you look at Vrabel. He remains the favorite for the coach of the year. Now Drake May, I mean, your guy, he's the sole favorite for MVP. Your guy Stafford takes a step back. He actually has interceptions over the weekend, and New England is the one seed. How many of those things happen? Patriots one seed, May MVP, Vrabel coach of the year.
Man, what would a Bears Patriots one seed parlay have paid before the season? Like, what are we? I think like the whole thing is great. I don't want the Patriots to be great again. I think it's ironic too that Drake May's childhood favorite team, the Panthers, are the ones who beat Matthew Stafford and installed him as the favorite to win MVP. He's been awesome. They haven't played anybody. You know, they played the Bills, and that's it. They haven't played anybody. His schedule is charming soft, but you know what? They're going out and taking care of business every single week, like beating the crap out of bad teams. The game got a little close at the start of the fourth quarter, but realistically, was just never. You know, the Giants were never in it. I think Vrabel is and should be a lock for coach of the year. Ben Johnson could be in the middle. I mean, not a lock. I just think how many games are the Patriots going to lose? Like they're going to be the one seed, right? I mean,
four.
I mean, they have the Bills, the Ravens, the Jets, and the Dolphins left.
Like, do you think he's more valuable than Ben Johnson?
I think they're pretty close. Ben Johnson is insanely valuable. I just think Vrabel, like this team to me is, yeah, it's like about Drake May and how great he's been. But I think that like Vrabel gets a piece of that because he brought in Josh McDaniels and he knew what Josh McDaniels could do as an offensive coordinator. He's done exactly that. Defensively, like this, we've seen Vrabel do this with Ryan Tannehill and the Titans where he got them to a one seed in Tennessee. So it's like, even though it's insane that this is happening and that they're this good, and we made fun of like people who were betting the Patriots to make the playoffs because it was a donkey number. Turns out not a donkey number. you know, it's like I think this whole team is about, to me, like Vrabel and just how ridiculously like good of a coach he is.
That said, the Bears fans are ready to build Ben Johnson a statue. Like, that's the thing. And he's coached a little over half a season. But, you know, you watch the Bears offense and the Patriots defense, and you just see how much more prepared and ready and in position that they are. Like, I'm watching the Pats last year. They can't tackle. They don't know what to do. You know, the Bears don't line up properly. The Bears waste that 40 seconds on Thanksgiving, and then Eberflus gets fired because they didn't call a timeout. Like, you just see the difference in how a bad coaching staff and a good coaching staff or a borderline great coaching staff can change things in one off season. Chicago and New England are in such better places, man. They just are.
Yeah, and I would say, too, like with Chicago, Ben Johnson kind of struggled with the game management stuff early in the season. Now, that's not unusual for a first-year head coach to do. He really corrected it. Like, they went to their bye, corrected a bunch of that stuff. He's been fantastic, and the offense has taken off. I mean, I think it's a good lesson. Like, you know, we talk about what matters in this league. Well, if you have a top pick and you hit the quarterback, but then you got to have the coach too. Like, that's why, you know, people are getting fired left and right. If you get those two things, you can really go from the dregs, like being one of the five worst teams in football to, and the Bears weren't quite, they were close, but they weren't quite there. But you go from like being one of the five worst teams in football to being the number one seed kind of overnight. So yeah, like if Ben Johnson were to get it, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. And maybe it's, you know, because he's a first year head coach, that's a little different than Vrabel. But yeah, like the difference night and day between the old coaching staffs and the new coaching staffs is right there. And I just think it's good. Like, you know, we do have this thing with these awards where the later in the, you know, there's some recency bias, right? Like Shane Steichen should still, you know, be getting credit for the Colts being surprisingly good with Daniel Jones. It's just gonna be hard to look past what Vrabel and Ben Johnson have done on their respective teams, I think.
With Will Brinson, CBSSports.com, talk some NFL here on Bet Sweats. Let's talk about your Panthers, man. Tuesdays, don't normally like to look back on Sundays still, but I'm still in shock over what we just saw.
I know.
For my money, week-to-week basis, they are the one team in the NFL that has the widest range of outcomes. I don't know if they're going to look like a team that can beat anybody in this league or they can lose to anybody in this league. Why are they that way? Why are their performance so inconsistent?
So, I mean, yeah, it's like, I would say the answer to the question, I think, is Dave Canales and how he wants to approach games. And so, like, they go and beat the Packers, and they went in there and just turned it into, like, a poop-slinging contest where no, you just run the ball, you know. I was like, Sammy, what are you doing there, buddy? You don't care.
Yeah, I was shaking my poo when you said
poo. I was like, you slinging poo? You know, and then the following week, they're at home. It's not a must-win game, but it's, you know, a game you should win as big favorites against the Saints. And they try to take the same approach. When what I think you need to do against a team like the Saints is come out and say, let's let Bryce cut it loose and try to get a lead in this one, and then we can sort of salt things away with our run game. They don't do that. They lose to the Saints. You know, they looked like one of the worst teams in football against the 49ers, whose defense is, you know, good with Robert Saleh, but it's, like, really banged up, and they should have been able to hang in that game. Then they just beat the Rams. I think it's just Dave Canales and how he approaches a game-to-game thing and how, you know, Stafford starts slinging it. And they kind of got into an up-tempo game with him early on, and Bryce started slinging it. And so, like, I think that's the answer. But, yeah, like, you can't trust Carolina week to week. You don't know whether they're going to – like, if you bank anything you decide to do with the Panthers on the previous week's outcome, you're probably going to lose your money.
Yeah.
I did get a text from Eric Eager on Sunday. He saw the bartender say Carolina was going to get crushed, and he texted me, let's go. He knew. He knew, Will. He knew.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I kind of like the Panthers in that spot. Like, you know, it's like the Rams are coming off this, like, maybe the best win of the season against the Bucs, just in terms of how they looked. Panthers looked terrible against San Francisco in primetime. And, you know, it's just one of those things in the NFL where – it doesn't make a lot of sense, but sometimes things don't need to make sense in professional football to end up being, you know, what ends up happening and becoming true.
Well, this Thursday game could decide a playoff spot, a playoff spot for a potentially dangerous team in the playoffs. Detroit and Dallas, Lions favored by 3, high total 53 in the hook. What's your approach to this game?
Well, first and foremost, I think that we all need to bet Jameson Williams to score anytime touchdown at even money. Like, I mean, 53.5 total. If Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't go, Jameson's going to get fed. Like, you saw the second that St. Brown was out, Jameson Williams was just the number one wide receiver. There's no Laporta, obviously. Everybody likes better value early in the week, right? I mean, I would think that that's – the three running backs are all minus money, obviously. Jameis, even money. I mean, I would think if Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't go in that game, and he's had a full week, so maybe he can go in a low ankle sprain. But, I mean, that's Jameis should be minus 125. Like, 25 cents on a touchdown prop is a pretty good number. So I like that. I mean, I would lean – I think it looks like the Lions are going to get to 3.5 just based on the number. And I would probably be inclined to take the Cowboys. You know, this Lions team can flex on you when they want to, but I don't know that Dan Campbell's been great calling plays You know, he had the second half against the Giants or the fourth quarter against the Giants, and he had the game against the Commies. But this Cowboys defense is much, much improved with Quinton Williams. And I don't think they're going to give up three 70-yard touchdown runs to Jahmyr Gibbs. It could absolutely turn into a shootout. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I don't think you can bet a total of 53.5 on a Tuesday. You know, like, I mean, how high is that going to go, right? Like, I mean, it does look like it wants to go up a little bit in some spots, but I mean, I would be more inclined, if you like the over, to wait and see if the under gets some pushback. I have no interest in the under here, but I probably wouldn't bet the over. I would think I'd probably wait and see if a Cowboys 3.5 pops, and I'd take that, because I think Dallas is good enough and Dak is good enough, indoor track, Lions defense not elite, to keep up with a Lions team that's just frankly been really inconsistent. But yeah, must win spot for both teams.
Should we be considering a Dak MVP bet at 15-16-1?
Yeah, I was looking at that when we started talking about Drake May. I just think it's a two-horse race. Like, I don't see how the Patriots – I mean, this is – the voters love to give the MVP to somebody that they haven't given it to, especially when that person is, like, a highly drafted Caucasian quarterback. You know, like, I mean, like giving it to Drake May or Matthew Stafford is a dream spot for these voters. I'm not saying that they're all racist or anything. I just think it's like, you know, the new face, like, out, you know, like coming onto the scene is like just a freebie for, like, it's just catnip for these voters. You know, we see it all the time where they like to fall. There's a reason why these guys, I mean, it's a performance, of course, but there's a reason why these guys are at the top. I think if the Cowboys win the division, then Dak can absolutely get it. And you could see it, but they have to go completely nuclear and the Eagles have to fall apart. So I don't think you can bet Stafford or May at these numbers, right? I mean, we've had our chances to get them at like 5-1. I mean, certainly before the season, 25, 30-1, whatever it is. If you were going to bet anybody, I think it would be Dak or Love, because there is a chance to win the division. And, you know, as much as, like, the whole season is supposed to matter, how many times have we seen this award or any award get stolen in December? Like, if Jordan Love goes on a 16-touchdown, 0-interception, Packers win their final 4 or 5 games, whatever it is, run, and he's capable of doing that, and he is as streaky as they come, and Dak's capable of doing that too. If either one of them does that, and their team wins that division, and maybe even overtakes the one seed, then I think you're going to seriously be looking at somebody could steal it. So I don't hate those bets at 15-16-1. I just think that it's more than likely May or Stafford if they don't fall apart.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. Is there a best bet that stands out that we have not talked about?
For this week, I would say, I just did this and now I can't remember. Oh, I think the Bengals +6. Like, yep. The Bills defense, it like pops up once a month and is good, but it's not that great. Burrow can make the playoffs. Burrow can win the division. Maybe we bet Burrow for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that run that the Bengals made at the end of last regular season? Same thing could happen again. Thank you, Will Brinson. Appreciate it. Check him out, CBSSports.com. Follow him on X at Will Brinson. Survivor Mayhem over the weekend. We'll talk about it and give you a first look for next week right here on BetSweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, it was a wild week in Survivor, specifically Circus Survivor, which even if you're not in, which is probably all of our listeners, it is fascinating to follow. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. This is the BetMGM Network. We are going to take a look back at what happened in week 13. Had so much going on yesterday after the week off. We were catching up on all sorts of sports news, and we didn't even get to what happened in Survivor, which was a huge story, something that I was following a whole lot. And you have 2 weeks baked into one. And then we're also going to take a first look at week 14 in Survivor for those still lucky enough to be alive. So what makes Circus Survivor different is in week 13, there are 2 weeks. There's an A and there's a B. The A part of the week is the four games that are played Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And you've got to make sure that you have options. So if you get to week 13, if you're one of the lucky 900, you have to make a pick for Thursday, Friday, and then a pick for Sunday, Monday. So if you were thinking ahead, you saved a favorite. You probably saved Philadelphia or Baltimore, both touchdown favorites in this spot. If you're able to do that and you used one of them, you were with the chalk and you lost. If you took one of the 3-point favorites, you lost. The only way to get through week 13A was to take an underdog. And so only 49 people are left out of the 900 that entered week 13A. Sam, it was amazing to watch. And like, you could make a strong argument and say either it's people that are sharp, people that have balls that are willing to take an underdog after getting all the way to Thanksgiving in a pool for $18.7 million, or you could say it's people that didn't give a blank. They didn't save anybody. They didn't look ahead. They didn't worry about Thanksgiving. We'll deal with that when we get there, and they just end up taking an underdog and they advance. What do you think? Is it sharp people that advance or people that didn't really plan ahead?
People like me that just wing it. Oh, let's take a dog and Survivor. That's the type of person that has made it through. You got to be a little sick in the head. The sharp people, put it this way. The sharp people are in the Grandissimo. That was the $100,000 contest at Circa, and there were six left. Six going into Thanksgiving. They all lost. Those are the sharp people. Those are the people that know what they're doing. They all got knocked out, all six of them, because none of the dogs won. So the six people are splitting the $6.9 million pot. Our buddy Zach White, Gamble Ball, is one of those six people. Mm-hmm. So they all get $1.15 million. Those are the sharp people, I assure you. The ones that got backed or financed and put in $100,000 to win the big pot, $6.9 million. Not the big relative pot, because Circa Survivor has more money, but this was the big entry, $100,000. So all of those people got knocked out because they all did what you just said. They saved favorites for the right time, and all the favorites went down. But those six people that came in all lose and split that $6.9 million. Not a bad Thanksgiving at the end of the day.
You imagine putting the four dogs in a moneyline parlay?
No.
For Thursday, Friday? Yeah. I think it was like 100-1 or something more in there, that range. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I thought I saw that mentioned somewhere. So let's live in fantasy land. You're in Grandissimo. You make the final six. Everybody flames out in week 13 on the Thursday, Friday. Everybody. Like going into Friday, you probably feel good. Like, okay, I have a chance now. There's only three left. And those three all get bounced. It's a $100,000 entry, as you mentioned. How do you feel about it when it's just 11X? You get 1 point. You make it all the way to the end. You get $1.1 million. There's a pot of 6.9. How do you feel like, okay, after all this, I won. Here's 11X your money.
I'd feel okay 11X-ing my money. I'd feel better knowing that it's $1 million plus. And I'd also feel better knowing that I lost, but I still win over $1 million. So
true.
Yeah, I'm not upset at all.
Sure. That thing's going to grow too, I would think. Because this thing is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, so we're down to 45 after the week 13B, second half of week 13. The only team to lose that was selected was the LA Rams. Four people or save the Rams for an awesome spot, low ownership, 4 out of 49 take them, and they go down to the Carolina Panthers. That was a great pick. It's a great pick. It sucks. It's just a bad spot. That's happened so many times this year, man. Like I've been in, you know, I was in so many pools. I have three spots left total now. But like, okay, I don't want to go with the chalk. I want to take a heavy favorite and it's going to be low owned. This is such a good spot. Oh man, this is awesome. Take the Rams here. Only four people have them and then you lose. That really sucks, man. They were the biggest favorite or second biggest favorite on the board, double digit favorite. You're not going to have many opportunities like that the rest of the year, and then you end up losing. It feels like that's happened so many times this year, man.
They were Super Bowl favorites, yeah. And that's how you go out in Survivor. They were 4-1 or lower to win the whole thing, and then they can't beat Carolina as a 10-point favorite. That's why Survivor is so tough, because on any given Sunday, this happens.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look at week number 14. It feels like when you look ahead a lot of times that, oh, wait, this is going to be a tough week. No, that's going to be a tough week. And then when you get there, like, oh, it's not that tough. Look, we've got all these favorites that are higher than a touchdown. And that's the same situation right now for week 14. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4 teams are favored by more than a touchdown. Let's see if we're comfortable with any of them. Tampa Bay, 8.5. Against Indy. Rams, 8.5 at Arizona. Denver, 7.5 to 8 at Vegas. Seattle, 7.5 at Atlanta. So three of those four big point spreads are on the road. Here's the big decision, because I looked at the availability for the 45 left in Circa Survivor. And I think it's the same for any pool that is still going if you're still alive. It's a decision of, do I want to be with everybody else on Tampa and Zig, or do I want to Zag? That's it. Because almost everybody has Tampa Bay available. In circa 86% of the pool still alive has Tampa Bay, 42 out of 45 spots. And then when you get to the other teams, Rams, Broncos, Seattle Seahawks, not many of them are available. Even after that, lower point spread, 6.5, Green Bay against Chicago. Buffalo, 5.5, 6 against Cincinnati. Like we're talking less than 20%. So, Sam, that's a decision. Do you want to go with the chalk with the Bucks, or do you want to try to go somewhere else? We're at a point where, okay, you got to make winning moves. So I would try to go anywhere but the Bucks. How about you?
I feel like Seattle's going to be very popular if people haven't already burned the Seahawks, because they're going to Atlanta, Kirk Cousins. Mm. That seems to be a freebie. And that one gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know if I would ship Seattle if I was still alive, but I'm not, because I'm long dead in Survivor. But if it's not Tampa, I feel like people are going to run to that Seattle side because they've been dominating bad teams. And as you brought up on the show, Seahawks are very good on the road. So that's going to be another popular survivor pick for sure.
I'm in a $500,000 pool, less than 200 left. I have Tampa available. I do have the Rams available. No Denver, no Seattle. So Tampa Bay, LA Rams. I have Green Bay available. That number 6.5.
No?
Not in Survivor. What do you think? Would you take the Packers in Survivor against the Bears?
I took the Titans in Survivor week one last year against the Bears. So, yes, I would do a lot of weird things.
I know you. Okay. But if you're still alive, like put yourself in that position. It's week 14. The Bears are the one seed in the NFC. Do you want to go against them?
Kind of.
No, you do. Oh, my God.
Well, here, let me ask you a question.
I agree with you that I think they're going to lose, but
if I said before these two games, after everybody was talking about how fortunate and relatively lucky the Bears were, if I were going to tell you the Bears would sweep Philly and Green Bay, what would you have said?
No chance.
No chance. So the question back to you. Okay. Yeah. Why not then? Why not pull it on Green Bay?
Yeah, you can. And you know what? After seeing what happened with Chicago, nobody's going to be on that.
Nope.
Nobody's going to be on that. It's going to be low ownership. And then you have these other high favorites. Many of them are on the road. Most of them are going to be on the Bucs. So you can just root for the Colts to maybe win. And they absolutely can win that game. Or rather, New Orleans. I don't know why I said the Colts. New Orleans. It'd be tough, but like Tampa's not a juggernaut right now. They're not playing this unbelievable ball. So, yeah, it's a divisional matchup. They could win. I hear you. Love's playing great, and nobody's going to be on that. And don't forget, at the introductory press conference, Ben Johnson called out the Packers, and he said when he was in Detroit, he loved beating them every year. You think LaFleur's not going to have his best stuff ready for this Bears team?
They'll be ready. I like Green Bay. I'd also consider Buffalo if you had Buffalo left, because here's what's going to happen. Everybody that did have no interest, that was in this, I talked like Yoda there for a second. Everybody that didn't take Cincinnati last week, Cincinnati, here it is. They're going to take Cincinnati this week, right? Getting points. Yeah. It's going to be the number one pick in the room. Cincinnati, +6. You watch.
All right, man. Yeah. You're this deep. It's time to play. You got to get a little risky. Those teams are not going to be used much this week. It's going to be single digits percentage-wise. We'll talk more about that later this week. We'll talk to Michael Felder next. College football on the docket here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.